Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, August 31st. I'm Ray Graff. If you have a sweet tooth, you'll want to turn up the radio right now. The founders of Mother Murex Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont are in the studio, and they are here to detail the process of making buttercrunch toffee, lemon meringue tart, cakes, and more, as well as answer your candy questions. If you have a question, call us now, 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Lemon Lulu cakes, toffee, and your calls coming up on Vox Pop Food Friday right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Have a weakness for sweets? Maybe something like buttercrunch or lemon lulu or something really savory and delicious and sweet. Well, give us a call now because the founders of Mother Murex Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont are joining us today on Food Friday. Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker launched the Fudge Shop in 1977. Over its 40 years in existence, the company has run an ice cream parlor and launched its famous lemon lulu cake and buttercrunch toffee. Always great to have them on the show. Ron and Jackie, welcome back to Vox Pop.
Hey, we're so glad to be here.
You know, I got to be honest with you. And let me give you the number, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. If you have a question about chocolate, toffee, cake, or anything sweet, now's the time to call. Got to be honest. We have those among the staff. I won't call them scavengers. Let's call them opportunists. And they get very excited when there are certain Food Friday shows because they know there may be a couple of crumbs left over at the end. Seldom have I seen such fervor as when the word was out that Mother Murex was going to be on today. So welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back.
And now it's kind of turnabout is fair play. I was on the booze segment of the roundtable with Joe Donahue this morning.
I think we called it the spirit segment.
Spirits.
Yeah. All right. Well, you fall spirits.
Call it what you want.
All right. Okay.
Joe Donahue. And so I return the favor and welcome Joe Donahue to the sweet show. Nice to have you here.
Very
sir.
Nice to be with you as well.
Again, the number is 800-348-2551. If you have a question for Ron and or Jackie from Mother Murex, and you brought some beautiful things, what did you bring today?
Well, we've been having really a lot of fun this summer in the store just concocting these beautiful new desserts. And we've brought some things with us today, and too bad you're not going to get to see them out there in Radio Land.
Well, they can.
But
see those cameras?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You go to WAMC.org, you can see the poorly lit, beautiful things that you have. What have we here?
Much like a Cumberland Farms video cam. Okay. Security.
Only not as high def.
That's true.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Well, I think we'll start with our lemon meringue tart.
Ooh.
So instead, it's a bit of a takeoff on a traditional lemon meringue pie, but we have a wonderful, nice, crisp tart shell with our lemon inside, lemon cream tart, and a beautiful, just lightly meringued, just beautiful topping, and it just makes a beautiful presentation and even better to eat.
Mmm.
I agree. And then there's another staple that we've been doing for several years, and that's our pistachio raspberry tart.
Ooh.
And that's a pistachio cream with fresh raspberries, dusted with confectionery sugar.
Now, Ray, this question isn't for you, so please don't respond.
All right,
what makes a tart a tart?
As opposed
to a pie.
Well, the dough itself. All right, you want a tart dough. Tarts mostly are for sweets, but you can have savory tarts as well, as opposed to a pie dough, which would be flour, water, cold butter. And so the tart is butter and sugar and flour.
Mm. Yeah, Joe, now, you often go to Mother Murex.
I do.
It's a little bit of a drive for me.
Oh, no.
Have you tried this before?
I have, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
But you're going to act surprised when we try
sure,
it a little
absolutely.
Bit?
Sure, absolutely. I probably should have just said, just no, I've never had it
just
before.
Play
right.
Along. Would you? Come on. Yeah. You've been through this.
Well, just moving along, right. We have some individual tarts and desserts, as well as the last two mentioned. One is a mango mousse.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
With a peach accent sauce.
Never had that right.
Okay.
And this next one is a tiramisu.
Ooh, you making that now?
We are making that.
Wow.
With our own lady fingers. Totally amazing. Traditional, but fresh and just very tasty.
So a lady, it's ladyfingers, and then
on the
and
base that's been they've been
soaked in
espresso.
Espresso, like mm-hmm. a espresso or espresso liqueur.
No,
just espresso.
The espresso, yes.
And then, on top you have the
mascarpone cheese mixture.
Oh my goodness.
Now, is this a conscious decision, or do you just wake up one day and say, let's try this?
Well, we tend to get together with the bakery staff, and we kind of do some brainstorming, and we've all done a little bit of research and visiting other shops and looking online and magazines, current food magazines and so forth. And we kind of just mix things up, and we like to make some obvious, some nice changes and additions.
Wonder what would happen if we had a meeting with our staff.
Oh, well, that would be, certainly wouldn't be as productive, I'll tell you that. Yeah. And, of course, you brought the old standby, which the butter crunch. And, you know, I've had this at other places throughout the Northeast. Why is yours better?
You know, I can't explain it. It's a simple recipe. It's caramelized butter and sugar, salt, and baking soda.
Yeah.
And
but it's great butter.
It is. It's Cabot Creamery butter. Yeah. And we've been using that, and we've partnered with co-branding with Cabot for the last 15 years. And Cabot Creamy Butter is listed as an ingredient on the Butter Crunch box.
It's funny, you know, I get let down. I mean, we went on vacation up in Maine, and there's a very famous place to get candy and taffy and whatnot. Tried the Butter Crunch, it let me down.
Well, there are a lot of variations on the theme, you know. And how the sugar is caramelized, how it's processed. Some candy makers start with a little bit of water mixed with the sugar. We just mix the butter and sugar together and go from there and cook it to the right temperature, allow it to crystallize naturally on the table, cut it in squares, dip it in chocolate. And then the other thing that we do that's different is we roast cashews and almonds and grind them together. And that becomes the topping for the butter crunch.
Maybe that's part of the secret. Ron Mancini is here. Jackie Baker is here from Mother Murek's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont. And we're always lucky to have them here. Let's grab a call before the first break. And then during the break, we'll try some of these goodies. And then we'll talk about them. Kathy in Seward, New York. Kathy, you're on.
Hi. I was wondering if you could speak to the differences between cocoa and carob powder.
All right.
Well, they're both natural products. Cocoa comes obviously from the cacao, we don't use carob at all, but we know that people use carob for health reasons as well as political reasons. And other than that, we don't do any work with it, so I'm not familiar with it as an ingredient.
One time, one of my daughters made a cake where she had a recipe that included carob instead of chocolate, and I could not taste any difference between a chocolate cake and this carob cake that she made.
Okay.
And I think it has no caffeine, whereas chocolate does. Which, you know, she was doing that because of she has small children and didn't want to be feeding them caffeine and stuff.
Ah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I just want to put that out there. But you got to get the right recipe because I had tried some years ago and it just didn't have the same oomph, if you will, that the chocolate or the cocoa would. And I was delighted when I had her cake. I'll have to get that recipe from her.
Well, sorry we couldn't shed more light on that, Kathy, but thank you for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Jackie Baker and Ron Mancini here, along with Radio's Joe Donahue on a Food Friday devoted to delicious sweet goodies. Mm-hmm. Lemon Lulu's still a huge seller.
Definitely, yes. Our most popular cake. People just come in the door, and they either gravitate toward that counter with Buttercrunch or the bakery case with that Lemon Lulu cake. And John, I mean, sorry, Joe knows that, too.
Yeah, and John does, too. But you know the great thing, and I know in your old location, but in the current one, too, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you assemble the Buttercrunch there, correct?
We do not. We actually, when we closed the ice cream parlor.
Okay. So that was the old location.
Right. Where we did all of the cooking on site.
Yeah.
And now we've moved up to about a mile north of town. We have a small kitchen where we do all our baking and all our candy making. And that's where all our catalog and web sales are generated from.
Because my God, would that place smell great when you were making that.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, good Lord. Just amazing.
Well, presumably it still smells pretty good.
No, it does. And the store does, too, now, too, but it's still there.
Well, it's interesting. People come into the parking lot. It's in a small industrial park, and they'll walk in because
it's the production facility.
They can smell the Buttercrunch being made through the walls and out the doors.
So you have an armed guard?
Well, actually, we have a maitre d'.
very good. Let's take a break here. 800-348-2551 is our number.
German Shepherd.
800-348-2551. Ron Mancini, Jackie Baker, and Joe Donahue, along with Ray Graff. And you, more calls coming up on Food Friday. Eat up, Joe. It's part of the job. It's Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff here, joined by Joe Donahue and Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker from Mother Murek's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont. The lemon tart is absolutely scrumptious.
Thank you.
When you're hosting the show, you only get a chance to have a little nibble in the breaks, but I see Donahue is doing double duty over there, so well done.
Like your use of the word scrumptious. I don't hear you use that term a lot.
Really good. Really good stuff. Now, you mentioned in the break that you are now up to 100 fund drives for WAMC?
We've exceeded 100 fund drives where we've given away Buttercrunch and Lemon Lulu.
Wow.
We've been underwriting for over 35 years.
You were one of our first underwriters.
Yep. And we started, it's about 35 years ago that we participated in the first fund drive, that we participated in our first fund drive. And it's been like that ever since. And we love it. And we get so much support from listeners, WAMC, who come over to Manchester, come into our store, and say, what is Lemon Lulu? Or, I've got to try that, or I've got to try Buttercrunch. Or we participated at a few area events, like flower shows and what have you. And WAMC listeners would always come up and not only ask, but those who know, buy.
Ah.
I have a comment and a question. First of all, why are you at flower shows?
That's a great question. You beat me to it.
Okay.
Well, we do events.
Okay. All right.
For instance.
So like candy and flowers.
Yes.
All right.
And the big event that we've got coming up right now, we are in the Vermont building at the Big E, the Eastern States Exposition, which is in West Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It's a 17-day event. It is a all-New England state fair. If you can think of the New York State Fair out in Syracuse, how big that is. Well, no New England state is big enough to have a fair that size. So 100 years ago, all the states got together and created their own New England exposition.
It's huge.
Fair. And we're in the Vermont building, and we are selling our Buttercrunch there.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, Selma and I always talk about this during the fun drive, but when we put an item on for a premium for the fund drive, it is numbered. So it'll be, if we have a new item, it's number 8,432. Right. Lemon Lulu and Butter Crunch, and I forget which order is which, but I believe Butter Crunch is number three, and Lemon Lulu is number four.
Wow, that goes back.
Yeah, so it's from the beginning of time. That's when we started that. That's how that.
You know what the funny thing is? Selma Kaplan is still every bit as excited every fun drive to see Lemon Lulu. It's amazing after all these years.
Well, there's two reasons for that. One, because it's amazing. Lemon Lulu is, you know, just godly.
Yeah.
Second of all, when you're, and you know, well, maybe you don't. You're on with Alan, so maybe you don't know this.
Yeah, we don't get much except grass clippings. Yeah,
okay.
Alan's
no,
yeah.
I was going to say, but you know how you guys make money. Where,
yeah.
Where
oh,
sometimes
yeah.
we're just withering on the vine.
Yeah.
And you just wait and you wait and you wait for a phone to ring. And then you bring out the Lemon Lulu.
Yeah, the phones ring.
Yeah.
Have you ever
Bam.
Thought about how many calories you've given away over the 100 fun drives?
Whoa.
Don't think about that.
Well, it's an obscene amount, but
yeah.
who cares?
You could light a small city, I'm sure. Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Jack in Monticello. Jack, you're on.
Yes, quick question. My parents had a restaurant many years ago. I made a zillion egg creams and Walden's and all of that.
Mm.
My question to you is, what do you recommend for good chocolate syrup? I've been trying Ubit, and I tried Hershey's. It sticks to the bottom of the glass, doesn't stir up, doesn't taste good, and Nesquik doesn't do it.
What about Bosco?
Oh, Fox.
Fox?
Fox. Well, that's, Fox is Ubit.
Is it?
Yeah. There was a company, we're not in the ice cream business any longer, but there was a company whose chocolate sauce we used for making egg creams and ice cream sodas. And that was a company called Murray's, and they were a New England-based company, I think, out of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally, we would get a customer to request a milkshake or a malt with my own homemade hot fudge sauce.
Oh,
that is amazing.
And the great thing about it is the taste was just incredible, and those who knew. But the big problem was that it was such a rich, it is such a rich sauce, and we still offer it online and in our store, that it sometimes didn't disperse well through a milkshake. The beautiful thing about our hot fudge sauce is when it landed on ice cream, it turned chewy.
Yes. Mm. But, and I've had those milkshakes, and you just get this, and I say this in only the best way, but you just get at the bottom of the cup, you just get this great mass of goo. and that is like just chocolate goo.
But that won't work for an egg cream, though.
No, well, an egg cream. My mother made the best egg cream, and now I'm trying to come close to that.
Yeah, I think Jack is still on. Yeah.
So, Jack, you have a soda fountain?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a soda fountain yourself?
No, I just do drop soda from
the I'm sorry, say it again. We lost you there for a minute.
I just use club soda from the
Okay.
Oh, okay, fine. So to make your egg cream.
Okay.
Great. All right. Great.
Well, thanks and good luck, my friend. We appreciate it. Our number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. Jackie Baker and Ron Mancini from Mother Merrick's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont here. And our celebrity taster, Joe Donahue, as well. I haven't had a good egg cream in a long time.
When they are good, they are really good. Yeah. So refreshing.
No, yeah.
Because I find myself, I posted a picture of an egg cream that I had maybe, about a month ago on Instagram. And a lot of people asked about the egg part. There is no egg in an egg cream.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. It's milk.
Right.
It's seltzer.
Yep.
And it's chocolate syrup.
Right.
Yep.
But the
right.
trick is the way you put it all together.
You know
the order,
that's
right.
right? Yeah. It's the order and the amount. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, also, you can do part of the seltzer should be off the back of a spoon, and then the rest of it should be a hard stream into the glass.
Oh, you do know your stuff.
There you go.
Good for you. Yeah. When I lived down in Westchester, obviously, the closer you get to the city, the more egg creams you can get. Well, I was done with work, and I stopped at a convenience store to get gas or whatever, and they had a... Did I ever tell you the story, Joe?
No. I'm still working on it. I haven't heard the term hard stream since Medical Monday.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay, there's the door. Thank you. Anyway, they had bottles of egg cream, and I said, oh, how convenient. I'll take it when I'm driving. Nitwit had his new car. I think I should shake this up.
Oh, no.
Opened a geyser of egg cream all over my new car.
God.
And I was driving back to Albany. It was a long, long way.
But it smells great.
It was good. I licked the seats afterwards. Let's go to Suzanne in Athens. Suzanne, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm just calling to say what a wonderful part of my childhood Southern Irish was growing up. My parents had a place in Mount Snow, and we used to come up every weekend or so, and we would always go take the trip and go to the bakery, the shop, the original one. And again, what you were talking about earlier with the smells in the shop, and just, you just felt great. When you walked through the doors, you felt like you were home. You know, there's something about it that was just hit straight through the heart. And my mother had since passed, but she would always send us the Butter Crunch and the Lemon Lulu. It was like always part of our family gathering. So I just basically want you to call the thank you to say that, you know, food isn't just food. Food also hits the heart, and it can be meaningful through generations. So I just wanted to thank you for doing that for us.
That's nice.
Oh, Suzanne, thank you so much for
that. We really appreciate that. That's just so lovely.
You know, that hits on the foundation of our business. You know, we're not in the cake and chocolate business. We're in the celebration business.
Yeah.
And our products are there to represent people when they send them or come in to buy them as an expression of whatever the celebration is about. We make fancy wedding cakes, but Lemon Lulu shows up at birthday parties. It shows up as in memorial services. Butter Crunch the same way. And it's humbling for us to get responses like that from Suzanne. But it's really what our life is all about and what our product is all about.
And
you can feel that. You can feel that. The only fights we ever had in our house was who was going to get the last slice of cake or who was going to get the last butter crunch. And then we hear the argument as to why it should be us. Because the other person got it the last time, or it's my birthday, it's not your birthday. So that's the only quote-unquote arguments we ever had was about
this. Wow,
like
that's a very peaceful family you have there.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call. Jackie, did you want to add something?
No, I can do that after, but I want to thank Suzanne one more time.
Okay.
That was just so lovely. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call, Suzanne. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You mentioned wedding cakes. Anybody ask for a Lemon Lulu wedding cake?
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, for sure.
But the last 6 weeks, actually about 6 weeks ago, we got a phone call from a woman in Montana who had received the Lemon Lulu as a present. And she canceled her wedding cake and had us ship 12 Lemon Lulus to Montana. And she had Lemon Lulus on each of the tables for her guests.
Very nice.
That's the way to do it.
You know, Suzanne's call makes me also think about, we're just getting to the end of our summer reading program, which has been in existence. We started that in 1989. And now we have mothers and fathers bringing in children because they had participated in the program and they want their children to participate in it as well. And it's a reading program where we just really reward children for the reading they do through the summer. We have a little bit of a directional game board for them to take, and they write in the titles and the authors. And when they bring those in to get their rewards, we ask the children a little bit about the books that they read, why they liked it, what it was about, and so forth. And to have the parents and grandparents, in some cases, bring in the kids as a generational thing, it's really heartwarming.
What inspired that?
Oh, wow. Now we're going back. I had heard something on public radio about a company that was doing burgers for books, and it was some sort of reward program also for children to read books. And I thought, oh, we could do something like that.
Yeah.
And as a company and individuals, both Ron and I are very strong believers in literacy and being productive members of our community and the world community, and felt that we could do something to maybe help that along. And my whole goal was to have one child become excited about reading. That would be reward enough.
That's good incentive, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever get a kid who maybe didn't read the book and just going for the sweets?
No, but we do have them that come in and are very shy, you know, and they'll answer the questions by telling them to the mom rather than to us. But that's fine. You know, it's all about
the
whole...
You sugar them up and they can't shut up.
Well, probably.
We're joined today by Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker of Mother Merrick's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont. Joe Donahue is here as well, and our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551.
You know, this is a dumb question, and I didn't know this, and this just shows my naivete and stupidity, but we'll camp on a lake, and it's right on the Vermont border, and so the other day, well, a couple months ago, actually, so we were sitting down, and I have a topographical map, and I look straight across the lake, and I see Mount Equinox, and we figure that out, that it's Mount Equinox, and then right to the left, I say, I wonder what mountain that is, and it's Mother Merrick Mountain. I had no idea that that was where that name came from. I just assumed that was a family name. I never knew that that was an actual mountain until I saw it on the map.
Well, the way that came about, the business started originally as a pop-up fudge stand in 1977. In 78, the ice cream parlor came into existence. And we just couldn't be the fudge factory with an ice cream parlor. And
pop-up fudge.
And this was before we had the bakery. But Jackie was making brownies and carrot cake at home, and we were selling them on the soda fountain. But coming up with a name that we felt would really represent what this business was all about. And someone had told us about a name of a company. It escapes me right now, but it had two M's in it. And I thought, wow, Mother Merrick's Mountain is local significance. She was a midwife and a healer who lived in on the mountain in the 1790s.
Huh.
And there was a settlement between Mount Equinox and Mother Merrick Mountain called Beartown.
Right, yeah.
And so in the notch, Beartown Gap is where the settlement was. And that's all we know about the history, but it is officially named for her, and the family was in the area from the 1780s till about the 1840s,
mm-hmm.
when there was a lot of migration out of New England to the West.
Hmm. Do you ever miss the ice cream business?
I miss, personally, because I'm at the factory all the time now, I miss the interaction with the customers and having fun with them. But the ice cream business per se and the labor intensiveness of it is something I don't miss at this point.
And it was very seasonal as well. So it was a challenge.
You know, Ron mentioned something before we went on the air that the season for Buttercrunch is coming up, and I had no idea there was a season.
It's the holiday season.
Well, I suppose. Every day is Buttercrunch Day.
Well, it is for some, and which is great. But our Christmas business with Buttercrunch is now a real driver for the catalog and web end of the business.
How about that?
Especially for our corporate business.
Oh.
We have our 1 pound box of Buttercrunch is now a big corporate favorite. We have several businesses in the Albany area that are clients of ours. We have clients that have been with us for 25, 30 years.
How about that?
Sending Buttercrunch to their holiday list. And
that's great.
And that's closely followed by Lemon Lulu as well.
Yeah, sure.
But we ship. We have companies in Dallas and Houston, California, and we ship to their clients primarily.
All those years ago, did you think it would become this big?
I had no idea.
No? Does it make you happy, or is it overwhelming?
No, it's great. it's a fun business.
Oh, definitely fun business. And it's so heartwarming to meet people and to have people smile and, you know, really enjoy what we are able to offer them.
Jackie Baker, Ron Mancini are here from Mother Merrick's in Manchester, Vermont. Joe Donahue as well. The number to call is 800-348-2551. Those things in the cups, we're going to try those things in a moment here on a Food Friday. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll be right back. It's Vox Pop. It is Food Friday. Ray Graff here along with Joe Donahue and Jackie Baker and Ron Mancini from Mother Murick's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont. And the thing in the cup is quite delicious indeed. What is the thing in the cup?
What is the thing in the cup?
Oh, boy. I love that description. It's a mango mousse cup with a peach glaze.
It is so delicious.
Tell us about the texture and the experience, Ray.
Well, the experience, it's light, but it's got some body to it. I didn't get to the bottom because I'm using a fork, which I suspect is not the proper implement for this.
Right.
But it's got some sweetness, but it's not too sweet, and I like that best about this. I had no idea it's mango because I knew it was some fruit. I just didn't know it was mango. But it's really good.
And it was fruit-like.
How did you come up with this? And why, I guess, I would ask.
Well, I think it's a lot of the fruit combinations are inspired by all the pies that we make. We've been making pies since the late 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were an ice cream parlor, and people were thinking that we weren't making our own pies. We were buying them. And I said, well, let's do flavors that no one has. So peach raspberry and blueberry and apple blackberry. Now it's a real trend now to have mixed fruit pies.
Sure, right.
But back in the day, it was straight blueberry or strawberry rhubarb, what have you.
Right.
And so we've always experimented with fruit combinations.
Oh, and that's always so much fun, especially in the summer season when there's so much fresh fruit available and local fruit. And so the mousses actually have become very popular in a variety of forms and flavors. And we did some testing. That's such a hard part of the job.
Yeah, well, that must be
to
terrible.
To have to test
yes, I know.
Different products. But we are doing two right now that have been real winners, this being one of them, with the mango flavor being the overwhelming one with the peach undertones. It's just incredible. The other one we're just finishing the season pretty much in the next month or so is our raspberry mousse cup. And that is pretty spectacular. And you won't believe this, but these are selling like real hotcakes, our macarons.
Really?
Now, yes.
Did you bring those?
I certainly did. I brought two of our flavors. One is pistachio, which everybody can relate to. The other is it's a chocolate ganache, but the chocolate ganache is infused with Earl Grey tea.
Holy mackerel.
Which is really interesting because it tastes like chocolate when you bite into it, but as the flavors dissolve in your mouth and tongue, you start to get that little bit of Earl Grey background. Really elegant, very unique, and very tasty.
So, dumb question number two.
Okay. You're allotted four in
the
show.
That's good.
Saying.
Well, good. I'm glad I only have 17 minutes left. Because I always think of, when you think of macaroon, you think of coconut.
That's right, because that's a macaroon.
Okay, and this is a macaron.
It's a French macaron, and it's macaron, just 10.
Okay, macaron.
10. And
macaron.
Yes, very good.
Very nice.
And,
just don't say macaroni. That's
no,
a different show.
No.
Rocco DeFazio will have to come in. It's a different show.
Okay.
So it's a sandwich cookie with a flavored ganache.
Try one, Joe.
Inside.
All right. Come on.
I'm going to go.
Which one are you going to take?
The Earl Grey.
Oh, he
chocolate.
Has to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how
so
you like that.
It's a sandwich cookie. It's a fancy sandwich cookie.
It's delicate.
It is delicate.
Well, it's
crisp.
It's meringue.
Yes.
It's,
okay.
And it's crisp on the outside.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Don't be shy. Pop the whole thing in your mouth, Joe.
I do that.
I think you need it in two. It's two.
Really?
Points.
Even Donahue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Donahue.
Yeah.
All
right.
But the other thing, too, about the macaron is...
it goes back to my altar boy days. Go ahead. What?
Again, we're listening to our customers. Macarons have been trending... French macarons have been trending for the last 7-8 years.
Now, when you say trending, how do you have little bar graphs and stuff?
Well, we see them written up in gourmet magazines.
Yeah.
We see them, customers coming in and asking for them. There are shops now that resell macarons that are made and sold wholesale. But making our own from scratch was the objective, and we weren't going to do it till we knew how to do it right.
Well, that certainly is right. So now that I've actually eaten it, tell me again what. So we have there's the meringue.
Yes.
And then there's the meringue, and then there's you said the chocolate.
The ganache.
It's in the center.
That's the center.
Right.
And then where does the Earl Grey come in?
That's been infused in the chocolate
in
ganache.
In the chocolate ganache. Okay.
Right.
I'm not getting the tea.
Oh, really? I get the tea.
Really?
Yeah. Let it dissolve in your mouth.
It's already gone.
Okay,
it's delicious.
The key word was dissolve.
The ganache is delicious, though. My gosh.
You better go back to the lemon meringue.
Yeah. By the way, I had an idea about the mousse.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, the lemon Lulus have the hole in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Fill it with the mousse.
Well, you know what we do is we make lemon Lulu cakes for occasions that are like traditional decorated cakes,
right?
With a lemon curd in the middle.
Oh, well, try this on there, in there.
Yeah, that could work. I
refrigerate
like it.
Another idea to try.
Yeah, will you call that the WAMC special?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, those macarons are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe, how was the tiramisu?
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah,
that's incredible. Just light and perfect, and well, it's everything you would want a tiramisu to be.
Well, our number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a baking or candy question, 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. We're happy to have Jackie Baker and Ron Mancini here from Mother Myrick's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont. By the way, one of our callers said Mother Myrick's. Have we been saying it wrong all this time?
You can say it either way. It
How
certainly
do you say
is
it?
Spelled Myricks, so it certainly looks like Myrick, and we just say Myrick.
Okay.
But we welcome all in any type of pronunciation.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because when I my first week here on the air, I was doing an underwriting announcement, and I said Mother Myrick, and I got yelled at, and I said no, it's Myrick. And I said, oh, I've always said Myrick. And they said, well, now you're being paid to say it.
Well, so, to that point, though, when we did the research and looked at the land records in East Dorset, you know, at that time, everything was handwritten and recorded that way. The name was spelled three or four different ways. M-Y-R-I-C-K is the correct spelling.
Mm-hmm.
But M-Y-H-R showed up in the land records. M-I-R showed up in the land records. So, and for my ear, it was Myrick's.
Yeah.
I would say majority of people in Manchester, I would say Myrick's.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So maybe we ought to change our underwriting, you know? Myrick's?
I'm going to find
From
out.
Now on, I will say.
Find out a different pronunciation of Jaguar next.
Yeah, right. Jaguar.
Well, however you slice it and say it, it's sure tasty stuff. Our number is 800-348-2551.
And I just wanted to also encourage listeners that if they like the sound of any of those desserts that these wonderful gentlemen have been testing and eating, they should just check out us at another time because very shortly we're going to be introducing some other possibility flavors. Well, we haven't finished testing yet, but they could be things like instead of the mango mousse cup, it could be like a coffee and Bailey's mousse cup.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do a chocolate mousse?
Oh, we have an amazing chocolate and raspberry layered mousse cake with a mirrored chocolate glaze over
mercy.
It.
How about a chocolate peanut butter mousse?
Hey, anything's possible.
Yeah.
So I was a holdout this summer for a lemon blueberry mousse cup.
Oh.
But we're doing a blueberry lemon mousse cake, and it's all around the edge are standing lady fingers that we make. And inside is a layer of lemon mousse and then a layer of blueberry mousse.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And so the ladyfingers in the tiramisu, you make those?
Yes. Oh, yes, from scratch.
Oh, my God.
Makes a difference.
It does, absolutely.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number on this Food Friday. And Amy in Germantown. Amy, you're on.
Hi. I have a question about blackberries, which seem to be prolific in every farmer's market. Do you ever make blackberry mousse, or and how do you use them?
Well, we make a killer apple blackberry pie, and we have that on an ongoing basis. And we have not tested blackberries yet in a mousse, but that's going to be on the list.
Well, one of the challenges with blackberries is our seeds.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
And so, like, we do a combination fruit muffins in the morning. And so we do an apple blackberry.
The
seeds? No, muffins. We make.
But when you use the blackberries, do you make it like a puree and remove the seeds, or do you include the seeds in the dish?
No, it's the whole berry.
We just throw the whole berry into the batter.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thanks.
What do you make?
What do you make, Amy?
Well, I make preserves and jam, but I take the seeds out.
Right.
Good.
Because they're just really hard to ignore, and they get under people's teeth. And you know.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, thanks, Amy. We appreciate the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Food Friday, and we have Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker here from Mother Myrick's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont.
Trying that out, are you?
I don't think it'll work.
Yeah.
I got it. It's been so long.
It's been
now.
Years. I mean, it's
Mother Myrick's, indeed.
Let me ask a chocolate question. I know and I think you still do this, but correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm going back a long time where when Easter would come, you would make the actual chocolate Easter baskets. You had they were like these chocolate sculptures that you would make. They were boxes and baskets, and you would fill. And so instead of buying a basket, you would just get the whole thing of you made of chocolate.
Made out of chocolate, right. We don't do that much anymore. What we do at Easter is, Jackie talked about the reading program and how it benefited all the children in the community.
Yeah.
We also do an Easter egg decorating contest that we ask for donations to be given to a local charity. And we make a 30-inch high Easter bunny that we give away as a first prize. And we have different age categories. So we have an adult category. We have and then the age breakdowns. And every category has a winner. And every category winner gets, at the very least, a 15-inch high chocolate bunny, solid. And the grand prize is Annabelle, which is our 30-inch high bunny.
Wow. Filled. Which comes with its own insulin, oddly enough.
It does.
But she's filled with all kinds of Easter candy and jelly beans and a couple of surprises in there. And so she's like a giant pinata
You
actually have to break to get inside.
What could go wrong there? I see moms wringing their hands. Let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551. Steve in Lanesboro. Steve, you're on.
I was wondering, you mentioned on the macarons that you really wanted to test them to make sure you had them just right, and if you could give some advice to making them at home to what really to watch out for to make them just right.
These look a little difficult to make.
Well, humidity is a big one. That's been a real challenge for us this summer.
So we use a we're baking them in a convection oven and at a low heat. And Jackie mentioned humidity. That is the biggest problem, is moisture. Because you want to drive the moisture out of the product, but not so much that it cracks the surface of the macaron. What experience have you had with them?
I haven't made them, but I've been interested, and people said, "Oh, yeah, they're really tricky." And I just wanted to, what are some of the tricks to watch out for, or the things to watch out for? So I was just interested in your advice.
Time, temperature, and mixing.
Yeah.
And what temperature do you cook them at?
I forgot what Emily cooks them at. I think at 250, but
only 250. Okay,
it's in a convection
oven.
Yeah,
and low, yep. Low and long.
All right, slow and low, as they
thank
say.
Thank you very much,
Steve. Thanks.
Good luck.
Yeah, that looks like it would take some practice.
It does.
Did Emily
it
take two or three bashes before she got it right?
Yeah.
If she did, she didn't tell us.
That's always wise. Number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. So we have some new flavors on the horizon. Anything else new coming up?
Well, of course, with the fall comes the wonderful pumpkin flavors and pumpkin pie.
We're hoping
to do a pumpkin spice mousse. And we're looking at some other mousse-flavored cakes. And It's always fun to just be able to move from one season to the next.
Well, and also, if people can't come to the shop, to get a lot of these things, which are only sold in the shop. The items that we're going to be started producing for the holiday seasons that you can buy online or through our catalog are our Linzer Torts,
right?
Our Holiday Stollen. Those are two very, very popular items for Thanksgiving, Christmas gifts, as well as table.
Pumpkin spice is a polarizing thing.
Yeah, I think
some people like it. Some people really hate it.
That's true. But we have other options. There's always apple.
Where do you stand on pumpkin spice, Jackie?
Oh, I enjoy it. And I'm glad to see it come and move from one season to the next. That's fine with me. And, get so many compliments on our pumpkin pie.
Well, pumpkin pie, I'm down with. But, pumpkin latte, not so much.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on that, Joe?
I'm not a big fan. I got kind of...
But they make pumpkin beer. Pumpkin spice beer now.
Pumpkin ale.
Really?
Pumpkin
Why?
Ale. Well, it's a good question.
Well, it's pumpkin's a mild flavor.
Yes.
To begin with. So it's really the spices that
right, it's sort of
make
a,
it work.
A nutmeg conveyor.
Right. A nutmeg conveyor.
Nutmeg conveyor. That's well said. Well, we only have a minute or two here. I think we have another caller on the line. We'll try to get to Diane and Walkill very quickly here before we wrap up. And let's go over there now. Diane and Walkill, you're on.
Hi. I'd like to know what kind of chocolate you favor. And if you can't say, can you at least give an opinion on Kaibo and Scharfenberger?
We use Kaibo exclusively.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, fantastic. I would agree with that. Can I ask one more thing?
Certainly.
When you glaze or cover your mousse, do you use a gelatin product? How do you thicken it, or is it more just like a jelly or jam?
The glaze is a jelly or jam, but the mousse does have gelatin in it.
It does have gelatin. Do you use a sheet gelatin, solid
yes.
gelatin, or powder?
Sheet.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, Diane, thanks a lot for the call. I think we'll have to wrap it up there. Ron and Jackie, what is the website for Mother Merrick's?
It's just the name. MotherMerricks.com, and that's spelled MotherMyrics.com.
Well, thank you both, and thank you both for being with WAMC for so many fun drives, and we assume more to come.
More to
please,
come.
Please, more to come.
Oh, for sure.
Joe Donahue, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you, sir.
You did a great job of eating all those
thank
delicious things.
I do what I'm...
And now, attention opportunists in the building. There is leftover food ahead, and it's very tasty. Support comes from Act Smart New York, Saratoga Springs, offering individualized outpatient counseling and Suboxone treatment for opioid use disorder and medical treatment for alcohol problems. ActSmartNewYork.com. Big Y, family-owned and operated market with 5 locations in the Berkshires, celebrating more than 80 years of serving communities throughout New England. BigY.com. Dola Pizzeria Napolitana, traditional Neapolitan-style pizza in a 900-degree wood-fired oven, downtown Great Barrington, open 6 days and 7 nights, dolapizza.com. And Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, outdoor market every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on River Street, over 80 local farms and food vendors weekly, troymarket.org for information. Thanks again to Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker for being here with us today. Thank you for listening and for the calls. Thanks to our engineer today, Jordan Taylor. Nice job this week, Jordan. Barb King took your calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend and a safe Labor Day. Stand by for news.